Follow the walk of the wild ones into the woods and the darkness. Rebirth the ways of the ancient ones.
Welcome, dear one, to the Emily Alexina podcast. I'm Emily, and I'm interested in finding and nourishing our highest human potential. I believe humans have much more beauty and goodness to share with each other and with nature, much more than we have expressed in recent centuries, although we have seen glimpses of it. I'm excited about our future. On this podcast, you will hear mine and other stories on themes like motherhood, birth, holistic healing, spiritual healing, education, and farming. Support my work by rating, reviewing, and sharing this podcast. Also consider making a financial donation via the link in the show notes. I'm currently saving for new microphones. Music is by Kate Sutherland.
Step by step through the unknown, I'll be your light and you'll be mine. In darkness, let love light the way to feed the soil of changing times.
Hi everyone, Emily back here again today on this beautiful Monday morning. A fall rainstorm is coming through and I can hear the pitter-patter of the rain outside. I've already done my workout for the day, just woke up and got that in, 35 minutes of fire and flow from Beachbody. I just love their programs for keeping me strong and kind of holistically strong. I find they're really well designed. So I have 30 minutes today. I'm on a time crunch. It's very tricky to find the time and space to record these, but it is something that I enjoy doing and I want to build momentum for when I have more time to be doing more episodes, especially interviews or something I'm craving. So as you saw in the description, today we'll be talking about last week, homeschool diary for our, I guess, second week of homeschooling this year. Talking about my doubts of homeschooling, a big emotional release around the new moon that was last week, accessing my own past lives on my own, a letter of intent to homeschool, to our local school board, which is something that I guess a few people have to deal with, and my birthday. Yes, I had my birthday on Saturday. I turned 34. I kind of feel, as I work with quantum healing and meditation and explore the spiritual realms, I suppose, like one of my biggest questions right now is, who am I beyond my body and mind? And who am I beyond my humanness? So yes, these are some big questions, I suppose, to start off the podcast. I have read actually, perhaps I haven't done too much of a deep dive. I read some books along these subjects. My teacher in quantum healing, Dolores Cannon, has written a few books about what people have accessed through deep meditation or deep hypnosis in using the quantum healing technique. And some people have seen, you know, experiences in between lives. There's a few different books talking about the experiences of the soul in between lives, where they go, what they see, what they experience, and then also experiences on other planets and things such as this. And I personally have not been very interested in this too much, I suppose. I feel it's like uncovering layers upon layers of this past life stuff, kind of what my soul has been through, but also what stories want to come forth to help me heal and release whatever is ready to come up
in the moment. It's very interesting to be doing them over the years and releasing the different layers. And I suppose I will jump right into that, because last week was the new moon on Thursday, and after a first big week of school and all the thinking and planning that went into it, I guess I had a mini burnout. When it coincides with the new moon like this, I also feel it's kind of just like the new moon calls us to rest and come within a little bit. If there's not as much energy. And so if I'm trying to do the same things that I did 2 weeks prior on the full moon, then I lose it. I lose it. I also had enjoyed some coffee the week before and chocolate. I was just craving it and loving it. I love the flavors. But for me personally, if ever I have coffee or chocolate more than one day in a row, there's an accumulative effect where I just don't sleep. I'm laying in bed staring at the ceiling for hours until like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. It's not even my mind is spinning. It's just there's no sleep to be had. Oh, there's some thunder. Can you hear that? I love thunder. There's no sleep to be had. And so I was also accumulating nights of poor sleep, and all of that led to a big emotional release, I will call it, last Tuesday. Vitaly and I got in an argument. I yelled like so hard. I yelled so hard, and I feel like I released like so much pent up frustration. And I've spoken to you guys about my previous QHHT experience, where my intention was to release frustration, just this like underlying frustration and anger. And I feel like there's been a huge shift since that session. And this last week, emotional release was like the just a huge amount was just released. Vitaly was off work that day, so I kind of locked myself in my room. He was caring with the kids. He actually had a great day with the kids. And I cried. I knitted. Knitting is a very therapeutic thing for me. It's like something I can do with my hands that focuses the mind a little bit. And I'm knitting something for a new baby that's coming in the family. And so kind of setting good, you know, putting good intentions into the knitting. I find it incredibly therapeutic. And I just cried. I did a lot of crying, a lot of releasing. I find that this was actually the first big emotional release that I've had since my pregnancy. So in my pregnancy, I had, as I mentioned in the previous podcast, some really intense emotional releases around feelings of abandonment around my family, especially in the COVID days. And as someone who chose not to get the injection, and my everyone in my family chose to get it. It was very hard, and you know, no one reached out in support in the mandates. We were kind of just shunned and ignored for a little bit. And now, of course, now we're still mending all of that. But there are great feelings of abandonment, especially being pregnant in that time. And this emotional release was around that as well. I kind of let myself go and have visions of, I saw myself like as a snake that was like coiled up and like kind of, you know how they open their mouth and they're like kind of hissing and they're just angry and showing off their anger. That's what I was doing. And I could kind of see my family members, and I was just like showing off my anger. And, you know, there was no harm done. The snake in the vision never had to bite them or anything. It was just, I guess, expressing that anger and frustration. And I think that for me, there's pent-up feelings of abandonment from my childhood and teenage years, where through my parents' divorce, like my aunts and uncles and grandparents, you know, no one really stepped in an emotional way. I guess I had one aunt and uncle that were pretty cool, but yeah, there's some interesting themes behind that. And I think I never allowed myself to understand that feeling, to allow myself to have it and to express it in any way. And I'm doing some readings about like emotional processing and letting go of emotions, like the Sedona method. And I have also read Letting Go, and I use those concepts by Dr. David Hawkins. And also the Beanbagging by Bella Lively. Her podcast is awesome. She talks about like connecting with our emotions and releasing them, seeing what they are, what they represent, and not going too far into the story, but just allowing the whole feeling and emotion to be there, and then like digesting it, I suppose is would be the word. So it doesn't have to do so much with other people, but more our inner state and our inner completion of that emotion. And that then actually allows us to be much more clear when we are then dealing and, you know, dealing with people in relationships and trying to resolve certain problems and even express ourselves. So the idea with these techniques is to like digest the emotion within and in our own time, and then express afterwards. So there's kind of this idea of like, if you're angry, you should tell people. If you need help, you should tell people. But when we express with too much emotion, it can sometimes do more harm than good. And so I have felt amazing since that day. Another thing I did was to completely allow myself to just have that day. I kind of knew that I needed an emotional day. I knew I needed some rest, although, you know, one could think it would be nice to rest without being so emotional. But I just completely allowed myself to have it. I did nothing, even though there was so much to tidy up in the house. I did absolutely nothing. I was just in my room pretty much alone the whole day. And yeah, I haven't had that, I think, since my pregnancy. And it was just a full release. And of course, I haven't had my moon blood come back since my pregnancy. So it's been 2 years to the day almost now that I have not bled. And I think my hormones are starting to wave and rise and fall, and that was part of that release. But I see our emotional releases through our cycle and through the moon cycle as being very beneficial, as like every time just peeling off a layer. And when I ask my inner voice, like, when can I be done with these emotional upheavals? I hear, it'll be done when they're done. So if there's an emotional upheaval to be had, it's because there's a release to be made, and allow it to happen. And the more that that happens and that the everything is digested and processed, the less upheavals there will be, right? And so not to avoid them, not to think that they're bad, not to suffer through them, you know, they're kind of like birth pains, but to allow the process to happen, to trust that emotional process. And when that happens more, and there's more and more surrender, then we will, you know, have less of the bigger waves. So in that time, I also thought, oh my gosh, I'm burning out from homeschool. I had doubts about homeschooling. We did have an amazing first week. My eldest is finally, she's reading and writing on her own, and she is willing to sit and do some schoolwork. She's turning 9 this year, and I think that 9 is a huge shift. Again, I want to talk about the 9-year change soon in a deeper way, but she's turning 9, and there's just such a big change. She also has a friend that she really wants to play with and get dropped off at their place. once a week. And so I say, well, you have to do your work properly. So we take an hour and a half, and we do some French reading, writing, and a little bit of math. And if we keep up with that daily, I can already see after a week the incredible improvement that she's made. And if we keep up with that daily, it's going to be fantastic. And we will even be able to take a week off, you know, a month off at Christmas, because we just make such great progress when we're one-on-one that way. So that's been great. I do miss my work. I miss podcasting. I miss doing sessions with QHHT. Vitaly has started a new job, and so adjusting to the schedule has been tricky, but we are coming into a rhythm with it. I'm learning that I need to take, so if he starts later in the day, like at 11, or even now he's starting at 10, he has to leave at 9:30. I am taking the time by myself to get some of that in that nourishes me and nourishes my business, which is something I do want to grow. So I had some doubts, and I did hear my inner voice say too much of everything. I'm trying to do too much. I was thinking of planning events for the homeschoolers, for a community, for September, October, November, December. I have so many different ideas, and then each event I have so many ideas for the event, and I just heard my inner voice say too much right now. Like, it's not time to do it all in the moment this year. We can take it step by step. We can keep things very simple this year and just build momentum. I also asked my inner voice if homeschooling was something we should do and was the best thing for my children and me and us. And it was a clear yes. I'm trying to do too much. I'm trying to follow the Waldorf curriculum too closely, and I feel too much pressure from that, and I can relax and have fun with it, take the aspects that I like, don't have to do it all. The kids are going to be great, even if I do like 25% of that curriculum while bringing in other elements. And also that I have my own intuitions about what I want to bring to children. I'm very interested in our spiritual development. I'm interested in meditation. I'm interested in their moral teaching, in encouraging them to observe the world and tap into their own inner voice and intuition and guidance, and also analysis and criticism of the world, that all of that that they have built in within themselves is extremely valuable, and to give them confidence in that. And I have an intuitive sense about this. One of my past lives, I was actually, I've seen myself as a teacher in like the old Greek kind of secret societies, learning all the things, like kind of like the people who studied around or under Socrates, but, you know, maybe not with Socrates directly, just that kind of feel of things is the life story that it was a man that I see is connected to my love for learning and teaching now. And so what I hear is that I have an intuitive sense as to how to guide young children and young people as they grow, and that I can trust that and go with that. So that felt really good to hear. And I'm a lot more relaxed now. I did also do an emotional release I let myself see something around my dad. We have a challenging relationship. He is narcissistic and like emotionally immature, I guess is how I would label him. My partner Vitaly says that I'm actually pretty lucky because he doesn't have any other serious problems, like health problems or, you know, addictions or, other things where he's really in our life. He will kind of just feel hurt and then pull away and cut contact for, it has been a year now. Actually, but this is actually kind of a beautiful story because We have also, as I said before, been learning about the Old Testament with Leia. It's part of the Waldorf curriculum, so I've kind of been studying and digesting those stories and seeing how I want to bring them to her. And so this ties into the past life that I saw. So I just relaxed and I said, if I were to see a story or a life story that, you know, I had to see right now that will help me, what would I see? And I saw myself as a woman, a Jewish woman in like Palestine, Israel, like a very, very long ago. So I'm also, I've been very interested and like obsessed with learning about the Essenes, which are the like spiritual community that Jesus would have been born into. I highly recommend the book, Anna, Grandmother of Jesus, that was channeled using quantum healing hypnosis technique. I'm fascinated by those stories. I love the stories of Jesus that are not really some from the Bible, but also from other sources, like the Gnostic texts and anything I can get my hands on about the Essenes, the old stuff. I know that there's new modern communities of Essenes that really has not interested me. I'm interested in the old texts and channeled messages. And so I saw this woman who was living in a very simple house with her husband, and she was Jewish. She was very frustrated with her religion and her spirituality, and she was craving to learn more. She knew about the Essenes, so she kind of lived in that time and had seen them around in her village and wanted to be part of them, but she was kind of already married, and I didn't see her having any children, actually, and was very devoted to helping her husband, who had a very closed heart, and that she knew it was just her duty in that lifetime to help him. And she had a lot of grace with that, actually, like quite a strong character in that sense, where she knew her responsibility of that lifetime, but also had this big craving and desire for more. And so that was all that was in her prayers. And what I saw was that that husband was actually my dad's soul. Now, you guys might think this is crazy. I still think this is crazy, but I'm kind of willing to be open to it and hear and see and listen to what the spiritual realms can help me with. And what has happened, you guys, is that connecting with that woman's strength and her devotion and dedication gave me strength to actually reach out to my dad. His birthday is the day before mine, which I realized is also kind of like a karmic thing. Like, we're karmically connected in a deeper way than maybe my siblings are with him, because our birthdays are so close together. So it's always a decision, especially in these years when we don't talk, is, you know, do I say happy birthday to him? Seems like a silly thing, but my birthday is the next day. So I have to take that first step. If I had my birthday first, he would be fourth. But because his birthday is first, yeah, I have to make that decision and choose if I'm opening up communication, choose if I want to just say happy birthday flat out, or if I want to add more. And throughout the years, it has pretty much always been me who has reached out to mend the relationship and talk again. And a part of me is like, I'm so tired of doing that. I don't want to do that anymore. I want him to do it. But I think the message I hear is that my soul wants that lesson. My soul wants to be strong. My soul wants to have an open heart towards even people who hurt me. And, you know, I am in my integrity where I am in my integrity where I'm just receiving emails from the school, which is another subject, where I feel the boundaries or the energy that I need to hold to kind of stay in integrity and not let him put blame on me, which he does for the situations. And I can also keep an open heart and open the relationship and kind of teach him and guide him in a way. So Yes, that was very interesting and actually very helpful. I feel very open. And the first message I got back from him was kind of hurtful and again, blaming me. But I had like no emotional upheaval about it at all. It was just like, okay, I know how he is. He's kind of like, immature emotionally and he's lashing out and it's okay. I don't have to take it personally. So that's been a huge learning. Okay, I have 2-3 minutes and I wanted to add about my letter of intent to homeschool because that is something that I do not want to sign and I'm going to update you on that. Why do I not want to sign it? There is a part in that contract that says that I will provide satisfactory education according to the law of education. And that, I know in Ontario it's pretty lax. They don't really check and it's very lax, but it's still a contract I don't want to enter into because they can make any changes to their law of education and then come after me for having signed that contract. And I'm not interested in doing that. So I have a friend who is into sovereign law and teaching me some of the wordings about things. And we are, telling the school that we don't have the intention in entering into this contract. And that they can please stop calling us and coercing us and harassing us to sign this piece of paper. I will keep you updated on that. All right, guys, that is all the time I had today. Thank you for listening. Reach out and connect at the links below in the show notes and have a beautiful day.
Walk of the wild ones into the woods and the darkness. Rebirth the ways of the ancient ones whose tracks were washed away in blood. It falls to us now to open up and taste beyond what we've been fed. Take up the phoenix fire of cleansing, change to light the path instead. Follow the walk of the wild ones into the woods and the darkness. Rebirth the ways of the ancient ones whose tracks were washed away in blood. It falls to us now to open up and taste beyond what we've been fed. Take up the phoenix fire of cleansing, change to light the path instead. Step by step through the unknown, I'll be your light and you'll be mine. In darkness, let love light the way to feed the soil of changing times. Step by step through the unknown, I'll be your light and you'll be mine. In darkness, let love light the way to feed the soil of changing times. Follow the walk of the wild ones into the woods and the darkness. Rebirth the ways of the ancient ones whose tracks were washed away in blood. It falls to us now to open up and taste beyond what we've been fed. Take up the phoenix fire of cleansing, change to light the path instead. Step by step through the unknown, I'll be your light and you'll be mine. In darkness, let love light the way to feed the soil of changing times. Step by step through the unknown, I'll be your light and you'll be mine. In darkness, let love light the way to feed the soil of changing times.